Some say the measure isn't needed, saying pastors already have protections in the First Amendment. And the bill's sponsor, Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean, says he hopes the added protections in his measure are never used.
I'm optimistic that this bill will hopefully never be needed. If no one would ever challenge a clergyman or a clergy person, it will never be needed.
But Bean says that's not something he feels comfortable leaving to chance.
I couldn't have told you that the Supreme Court would have redefined a traditional definition of marriage that our country was founded on. So I'm optimistic that hopefully it won't be. But it is, I believe, and scholars tell me, and other states have said, that it is needed to go forward because we're in a new era.
But ask any member of the clergy whether they want the bill, and their opinions seem to be split. John Vertigan is a minister at the United Church of Christ in Florida. He spoke before the Senate Rules Committee.
I'm convinced this bill is not about protecting pastors, my kind or any other kind, Christian or otherwise. Rather, it is quite obviously, to me, a political ploy intended to project an establishment of conservative religious doctrine into places where the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution clearly prohibits it. I'll close by saying the United Church of Christ is proud to claim and defend the religious freedoms upon which this nation was created, and I'm convinced those freedoms are safely held in the writings of the founders.
And Gerald Buston is a pastor at the Open Door Community Church in Summerfield.
I've been a missionary for years. I've worked among cannibals in New Guinea, and it was a loving thing to tell them it's wrong to eat people. I also believe it's wrong, it's loving to tell the people the truth from the Word of God. And Jesus himself said, "Do you not know that in the beginning God created the male and female, and for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his woman, and those two shall become one?" That's the definition of marriage that Jesus gave us. I stand with that definition of marriage.
Buston says a vote against the bill is a vote against Christianity and the freedom for Christians to practice their religion. But members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT community, say the measure is clearly meant as an attack against them. Carlos Guillermo Smith represents the group Equality Florida.
We've had some very real problems with the bill from the beginning. First and foremost, that we don't believe it's necessary. Second, that we have been anxious that it could potentially be expanded beyond its current scope. But also because, as Senator Soto mentioned in his presentation of his strike-all, there are some very legitimate concerns and questions around the ambiguity of who would be covered, which entities would be covered.
But Guillermo Smith told the Senate Rules Committee his organization would remove its opposition with the adoption of the amendment he mentioned by Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto. He says Soto's amendment supplies a clear definition of religious organization.
Of course, we support churches and clergy and houses of worship, even broadened definitions, actually, to make sure that we are covering every religious entity, which is what this strike-all does, that we are also covering lay people who may not necessarily be employed by the church, but are performing a ministerial function.
The amendment failed and lawmakers passed the bill. Its next scheduled stop is the Senate floor. Meanwhile, a similar measure in the House is in the same position. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.